Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Jay. Hi, my name's Linda and I'm an addict.
Hello.
Hello. I feel full of mischief tonight. I sat here and I thought, I feel all giggly and I might just have to grab the microphone and start singing My Way. And take it from there, see where it goes. I just want to say that I'm so happy and proud to be sat here doing the chair tonight, really. Because it was just about a year ago when I sat there and I was crying my eyes out. I couldn't hear a thing that anyone was saying, except for the speakers. I did hear what they said. And I was I just broke my heart because I had had an amount of clean time. I'd had 7.5 years clean time. And I'm not going to get into blaming anyone else. A variety of things happened, and I just stopped doing all the things that I should be doing. I stopped coming to meetings. I started lying to my sponsor when I did speak to her, which wasn't very often. I'd started acting out in all my old behaviours. I was stealing. You know, stealing, thief, liar, junkie, slut. That's what I'd been as a teenager. That's what I revert back to when I haven't got this programme. And after 8 months, I found myself at home again in the place where I'd been years before, many times years before, just wanting to kill myself. And I was miserable. And I came back. I knew where I could come to. And I phoned a few people and I spoke to Annie and I came up here and I sat there and I cried my eyes out and I got so much support in this meeting from lots of different people, and I've been getting that support all year. Today I celebrate a year clean again. It's amazing. You know, I crucified myself in the beginning for relapsing, but what I did end up thinking was, do you know what, in about 9 odd years, I actually only used for 8 months, and when you're an addict, that's brilliant. So that's not a bad thing, although I don't want to do it again. You know, it's funny because I'm in here tonight as well, and there's a guy, Rob, sat over there. We lived in the same squat in 1977, 78, 79, 80, 81. And I was going to have a T-shirt made with "I've survived the badger" written on it. But he was with my best friend and I was with his friend. The four of us were heroin addicts. I'd run away from Wales, came to live it well. I could go into the story about how I wasn't allowed into Holland and I was called an undesirable alien and sent on a ship back, but I won't. I haven't got time for that. So, but I ended up living in this squat in just off Ladbroke Grove, the Tip it was called. And, yeah, there was dealers there. We were all addicts. I mean, I'd been using for years by then anyway. I'd already been, you know, it was acid and magic mushrooms and puff and booze and speed and Dicanol, Tunol, Mandrax, anything else. The only thing I think I haven't used is crystal meth, thank God. Mm-hmm. Although I hear it's good for losing weight. So I'm like, anyway, so... controversial. So I remember going into this squat, and there was a guy there who was injecting heroin, and I said to him, "Let me have some." And he said, "No, you've never used it before." And I lied. I went, "Yes, I have. Yes, I have." So he did, and that was me off and running for the next 5 years. Annie, not this Annie, and Rob, she taught me how to steal. She's taken me. She used to take me to Harrods and we'd steal fur coats and stuff like that, and run out of Harrods bagfuls of fur coats and leather coats and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, I got nicked quite frequently, so I thought, I'm not much cop at that. So I started clipping up the West End. And I shared this last week. You know, there was these two Arab guys, and I'd ripped them off. You know, if people who know what clipping is, if you don't, come and ask me afterwards. But I'd ripped them off, and I used to sort of get enough money so I didn't have to come back up for a week, so I'd have enough gear, you know, for a week and not have to come back and do it. Anyway, a week later, I walked round this corner, and there were these two Arab guys, and they grabbed me, and they were grabbing my bag and trying to get this bag off me, and there was a line of people waiting to go into this nightclub, so I looked at all these big, burly northern guys and went, help, they're trying to steal my bag, and they jumped on these guys, so I was beating the shit out of them, the crap out of them. Anyway, And then I would run off getting into taxis. I loved all that stuff. I loved it. I loved the dark, seedy, nasty, horrible stuff. I just thought it was great. You know, I came from this boring little village in Wales. It's just like, oh, God, jump off the mountain and kill yourself. And I came here and I thought it was all dramatic and brilliant. And, you know, it wasn't long after that I ended up in Northwick Park Hospital with hepatitis. And they were going to take my daughter off me. And, you know, just things went from bad to worse, from bad to worse. And, you know, I kind of kicked heroin in 1981 and never took it again after that. But I carried on until I came into NA 9 years ago, taking everything else. And my life was miserable. And I had a string of failed relationships, useless relationships, painful stuff. Very, very low self-esteem. I never thought I was good enough. I always thought I was really ugly, really worthless, stupid. You know, some of those things were told to me when I was a kid, but I believed them, and they stayed with me. And I fight that stuff quite a lot, you know. I'm getting a lot better at it. And I tell you what's helped me get better at it is NA. And last week I was in a meeting. I am nervous tonight, but I don't feel as scared as I did last week, because I was in a big meeting that is my home group in Portobello Road, and it was, you know, full of people who've seen me before I relapsed, during my relapse. They've seen me angry, happy, funny, sad, you know, all sorts of emotions. And I, you know, so I did a chair there last week, and I knew I couldn't use any of my fronts. I knew I couldn't do that because they would know I was doing it. So I was honest. And when I was honest in that meeting afterwards, the love and support that I got and have got all week since that has blown me away. To when you don't feel or think very highly of yourself, and you are yourself, and people like you for it, there's a real strength in that. There's, you know, real power comes from that. And I've got such a lot to be grateful for from this fellowship, the insight that it's given me into why I behave the way I do, the way I tick. I'm far less selfish, far less angry, far less self-centred. Consequently, I'm a better friend, sister, mother, daughter, you know, all of those things. And it's been, from when I came in here last year, crushed. And I came up here a few months later, and Annie and I decided to go to India. And we did. We went for 6 weeks, and we had a scream. It was amazing. It was the most incredible time. And that's, I think, when I felt plugged back into NA, because we went to meetings in India, we went to meetings in Bangalore, we went to meetings in Goa, in crummy old schoolrooms where they looked like they were out of, like, 19th century, these schoolrooms, and kids don't even have pencils, you know? And we sat there, and you walk in, and there's all the key rings, and there's the literature, and these people that were in these meetings were from all over the world, and they looked different from all of you that I see all the time, but you were there because they're sharing about the same things, you know. And I just thank you, Jay. And I felt so plugged back into it. You know, this worldwide fellowship where we belong. And I heard someone there describe it as their tribe. And it does feel like that. It does feel like a tribe to me. I don't like everyone in the tribe. Not everyone in the tribe likes me, and that's cool. I've got my friends. I've got people who I can phone, who I can talk to. You know, I know it's not the done thing, but I would not have been able to make it this year if it wasn't for Dave, Annie, Stephen, Abby, Georgie. You know, I wouldn't have made it this year. Another thing that's happened is... my sister's now in the fellowship and she's 8 months clean. That's two of us. You know, the changes that are happening in my family just because a couple of us are deciding to get clean is amazing, you know, because it I don't know, now I feel even more blessed because I've got someone in the family that kind of understands me, that I can talk to as well, that's you know, knows the upbringing, really. And that's incredible, because I left home when she was four. I ran away and came up here when she was 4 years old, so we didn't really know each other. So we're getting to know each other, and that's amazing. So not only am I really grateful for this fellowship, I know my daughter is, I know my grandsons are, I know my mother is, and, you know, it just ripples out, it affects everybody. I'm on step four. I've heard people saying that, you know, it's really painful. Ooh, it's really painful, step four. And it might be for some people, but for me, I'm doing it, I'm just getting on with it, and I'm really enjoying it. This one's very different to the first one I did. The first one was all self-pity, it was all blame, it was all about everybody else. But this one's really taking a good hard look at myself. And part of my relapse was I got involved with a guy. That's all I'll say about it because it's being recorded. Bless him. Bless him. Of course, a big part of my step four is about him. So I start writing it out. He's this, he's that, he's, you know, oh, what he did, this, that, you know, just brutal. But what NA has given me the ability to do is shine a light on all that stuff. So every time I've written down, well, he was really dishonest, oh, my God, so are you. Okay. God, he manipulated me. Oh, I manipulated him. Yeah, right. So every single thing I've wanted to slag him off for, I've done. So, I can't. All I can do is look at what I'm doing and not look at what he's doing. And, you know, God bless him, I do hope he's all right. And, so... step 11 is the thing that was really missing for me the first time I got clean. I've started doing yoga, believe it or not. I love it. I put on my Facebook page the other day, never thought I'd utter the words, I love yoga, but I do. I really do. It's fantastic. So I'm looking at that stuff, you know, connecting with a higher power, doing yoga. Letting go of all those useless fronts that have kept me apart from people. Great to be here. Thanks for letting me do service here and listening to me tonight. Thanks.